Most of us know arsenic as a poison, but over the centuries it's had many uses. In the Victorian era, arsenic was mixed with vinegar and chalk and eaten to improve a woman's complexion. It has been used as a pigment for dyes and as a medicine. More recently, it's been added to both chicken feed and pesticides. Currently, arsenic is classified as a known human carcinogen, and it occurs naturally across the Midwest. Here in northeast Minnesota, it's found in the bedrock that lies beneath our forested landscape. But many of us may not be aware that it is also often present in our groundwater. I wanted to learn more about current studies on arsenic, so I contacted a scientist who's been studying arsenic in Minnesota's groundwater for over 20 years.
My name is Mindy Erickson, and I am a hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. I have been working on projects related to better understanding arsenic in groundwater and drinking water in Minnesota and the upper Midwest since the late 1990s. So arsenic is a naturally occurring element in our world. It is the 20th most common element, and it is present in water and soil and rock throughout the world. Here in Minnesota, we have certain bedrock aquifers and glacial aquifers that have arsenic commonly occurring in the water, which means that the arsenic wants to mobilize from being part of the solids into the water.
Arsenic occurs naturally in many areas of the United States. In the upper Midwest, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Dakotas are dotted with wells showing significant levels. Since this contaminant has no taste or odor, the only way to know if your well water contains arsenic is to have it tested. Beginning in 2008, the Minnesota Department of Health has required arsenic analysis for all new private wells.
In the state, we have been looking at arsenic and other naturally occurring contaminants in groundwater for a few decades. And our long history of looking at these results indicates that the arsenic was pretty much always present in the drinking water. We just weren't monitoring for it routinely until about 10 years ago in private wells, since a new rule went in place that now requires arsenic is tested in every new drinking water well. It's been monitored for much longer than that in community or public water system wells.
So what level of arsenic is considered too high when it comes to our drinking water? The federal standard is currently 10 micrograms per liter. Here in Cook County, a recent sampling of 246 private wells showed that just over 12% had arsenic levels above that 10 micrograms per liter limit for toxicity. That's nearly one in every eight wells tested that had a level of 10 or higher. And that level of 10 is the cutoff for what is allowable in drinking water according to EPA standards. But as Dr. Erickson explains, current well water testing for arsenic in our area remains fairly random, with most testing done only where new wells are being installed.
And so it's not an even distribution as you look across the landscape. It's looking at where people are drilling wells for drinking water. I've seen concentrations that were over 1,000 micrograms per liter. And that's been rare, but it's happened within the scope of my work. We've had many concentrations that have been between 50 and 200 micrograms per liter, but most concentrations are even below that detection level of 2 micrograms per liter. And what we've found in some of these bedrock wells up in the northeastern part of the state is that it's not as common to find arsenic at higher concentrations, but sometimes when it is higher, it's quite a bit higher. And so that's one of the reasons that it's very important for folks in the northeastern part of the state to test their drinking water wells for arsenic. Because even though it's uncommon, when it is elevated, it can be quite high.
Arsenic exposure over time can increase the risk of various types of cancer in humans. It has also been linked to nervous system problems, diabetes, and high blood pressure. It's recommended that if your well water has arsenic levels above 10 micrograms per liter, you should get your drinking water from a different source or install a home treatment device.
Exposure to elevated concentrations of arsenic can cause cancer. It is a carcinogen, so it causes certain types of cancers. The Minnesota Department of Health has a website that has information about drinking water treatment systems that are effective for arsenic. And so a person can go to that website and get information about the types of technology that are effective for treating drinking water. I would definitely have my well tested for arsenic, and I would test it probably a couple of times, especially if the well is new. We have seen some changes in concentration over period of a year. We live in this big natural chemistry experiment, and so it's good to have that information so that people can make informed decisions about whether to put in treatment systems for their drinking water supply.
That was U.S. Geological Survey hydrologist Dr. Melinda Erickson. For links to websites providing specific well testing results in Minnesota and in our area, and additional arsenic information, go to WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project and then click on the arsenic story. For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Martha Marnaka. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund,